Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, Free Inside Prison Ministry, coming at you from 99.5 The Word. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We have a very special shout out to the WCCC, the women over there out in Kailua, the Ka'ala Cottage. Last night we had a wonderful time worshiping our Lord. We had a ecstatic time praising our Jesus. You know, the Holy Spirit was there for all 20 plus women that attended. Thank you so much. You guys blessed Lynette and I so deeply. It just brings tears to my eyes when I was talking to you before we started the service, because I knew that the Holy Spirit was there. I knew that there was someone that was going to be touched. And to that young lady that we prayed for after the service, don't listen to the lies of the devil. Hold on to your faith. Hold on for dear life, because that's what you have to do. And it's not time to give up. It's time to get up. You know, you got to get up and you got to look up and you got to stand up. Stand up for what's right. Just a wonderful time. We're going to be there next Thursday again out at WCCC, but it's going to be the other cottage. But just to our sisters from the Ka'ala Cottage, so good to see some of you after so many years. And, you know, we are all, let me say that again, we are all a work in progress. Amen? God is working on us, and we're making progress. And you know what? That's how you've got to look at it. You know, God loves you so much right where you are, but he loves you too much to leave you where you're at. That's why God sees the upside in each and every one of us. God sees our potential. God sees our heart. You see, man only sees the outside, and we judge by that. But God sees the inside, the inner core of your soul, the goodness in you that he sees, that he created you for. But just a really big shout out to WCCC, man. Just wonderful to be there last night. Such a blessed time. We really look forward to our Thursdays now. Shout out to our boys out at Waiava, Module 10 Cashbox Program. Planning to get up there as soon as we can. My brothers, keep up the faith. To our boys at Halava, Friday Chapel and Wednesday Night Berean Boys, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Keep buried in the Word. Like I explained to you, my brothers, if the world got you where you at, the Word will deliver you. Do not let your past punish your future. Your past prepares you for your future. That's what it does. And my brothers, just keep up the faith down there. I know it's rough at times, but you know the mighty God that we serve. And to our men at OCCC in Module 18 in Annex 1, hope you're having a good week. It's coming up to Saturday. That means hopefully I get to see some of you tomorrow, Annex 1. I apologize, but I'm going to be at the Pastor's Appreciation Dinner out at Ko'olina tomorrow night. Rain or shine, we're going to grind. And I just want to lift you all in prayer. Also to our women in Module 4, we were able to spend some time with you this past Monday. You know, that was a special time. I know there's some murmuring and some talking, but for the most part, it was a wonderful time together to share in the Word of our Lord. And I stress to you, to all of those that we come to minister with, that time is so precious. For many of us, it's 1 hour that we have with you. It is 60 minutes. 1 hour, you know, in a week that is filled with 168 hours. You know, so when you do your mathematics, 168 hours, if we're there for just 1 hour, that leaves you 167 hours to talk story and to do what you need to do. But when we come there, we come to do the work of our Lord. We come to bring you the good news of the gospel. We come to bring you the joy of Jesus right there and to give you God's grace. So if you could take your comments and your side conversations into the other 167 hours that you have available, it would make it so much more fruitful, and it would actually give the respect and honor that our Lord and Savior does and will deserve, and he will get. But that's in OCCC, and I wanted to just give a shout out. Sunday, guys, I'm coming down FDC on Sunday. So good to see you guys, 20 plus brothers every Sunday. Knowing that you guys have a Bible study in that facility at Module 6A at 6 p.m. every night. Really, I look at my clock every now and then on my watch and I go, my brothers are sitting together, sharing the word of God, lifting each other up, encouraging each other. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So keep up the faith, my brothers. We're going to be there on Sunday and look for a blessed time to come do some praise and worship with you, lift up the name of Jesus. You know, last night was a repeat from our earlier program. We couldn't get in to record, but tonight I wanted to focus on something, spend some time in the book of Galatians. You know, but let me just say that Free Inside Ministry is an extension of our prison ministry, and we minister to everyone. Well, we minister in all of the facilities on Oahu. In fact, right now we're in every facility. Prayers have been answered, and so now we're with the women out there in the Windward side in Kailua, and there's other volunteers and other pastors and other churches that do prison ministry. I want to give a shout out. I want to give a big mahalo to all those churches, you know, the people that we see on a regular basis, and I know there are many, many more, but I just want to give a shout out to our New Hope Prison Ministry, Chapter 2. You guys are doing a wonderful job, even in the youth facilities. You know, I just applaud all of you that are in the prisons and doing video visitations and serving with the heart of compassion, being Jesus with skin, reaching out to those that others might not reach to. All of the volunteers, all of the pastors, all of the ministers, just thank you so much. You know, Coach George Lumpkin, he's a faithful down at OCCC. Pastor Bird Mahilona, faithful. Pastor Virginia Dominguan, I mean, she's been in the system for so many years. Plus all of the chaplains and everyone else, you know, Chaplain Dennis Jacolta and his crew. And just want to give a shout out because the word of God needs to be heard. The good news needs to be shared to those that are incarcerated. And I wanted to explain to people that for many of us, although we care for all of you, and we care for you individually, you have to actually go back into Luke chapter 4, verse 18, where the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released and that the blind will see. The oppressed will be set free and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. You know, and I always say that I always like to bring it from the west side because sometimes the west side just has a little bit more flavor. And like I tell all of my brothers and sisters, the devil's biggest weapon against you is discouragement. He wants you to feel inadequate. He wants you to feel that you're not good enough. The devil wants you to feel like that you're not smart enough. The devil wants you to feel like that you cannot do anything because of the way you've lived your life and the history that you have partaken in. What is in your past shall always be in front of you. And I say, don't believe the lies of the devil. You see, if you opened up a Bible, and as many of us do at some time in our lives, we open up the book, the Holy Bible, and we look, and all of a sudden these words start jumping out. Henceforth, forthwith, wherewith, withwith, you know, and sooner than not, we start feeling a little inadequate. We start feeling maybe we're not smart enough to read this book. Maybe we don't have the intelligence. Maybe because we don't understand what the person is trying to say. So instead of digging deeper into the Word of God, we close the book and leave it on the coffee table for another 5 or 6 years. Well, you see, that's the devil working upon you. That's the devil working on your mind. You have to believe, as I do believe, to the very core of my soul, to the bottom of my feet, to my base in my being, that if God is the creator of all living things, who was and is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher, my bright and morning star, the beginning and the end, Yahweh, the great I am, you have to believe that he has created every language on this planet Earth. With that said, hold on to that thought, my beloved. God can speak pidgin better than anybody's grandma living in Waianae at this moment right now. And I believe that. So when we talk about using the Jesus book, which I preach from sometime occasionally, like only on days that end in Y. Why? Because I said so. I want people to understand the word of God. I want people to be able to sink their teeth into what God is trying to tell them. I want people to be able to hear the voice of God through me as his willing vessel. It's not about anything I do. It's about everything that God does through me. And God will give more through me than he can to me. Hallelujah. Amen. So my beloved, when I talk about the Spirit of the Lord, I wanted to read in the Westside Version before we get into the message for tonight. The special spirit from the boss stay in charge of me. That's why he would send me for teach the people that no more nothing. The good kind stuff from God. He would send me for tell the prison guys they can go free now. And tell the people that no can see they can go see now. And tell the people that the other guys make any kind to them they no gonna suffer no more. He would send me for tell people the time when the boss up there in the sky going to do special things for them. Amen. I love my Jesus Bible. I love my version that I have right there. You know, and it's just an opportunity to share the word of the Lord. Tonight, I wanted to be in the book of Galatians. The message, my beloved, for anyone that's just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry. We reach out to the broken. We reach out to the lost. And we reach out to the incarcerated. I say many times that you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. Amen. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. But you see, what I wanted to discuss tonight, what I wanted to share going into the weekend, and this is Friday night, and if you're still up listening to me, I wanted to thank you for tuning in. But what I wanted to look back, to look into tonight was, and to share was, in the book of Galatians, we harvest what we plant. We're going to be in Galatians 5, from verses 16, probably to the end of that chapter, pretty much to 26, then a little bit in chapter 6. But when I talk about we harvest what we plant, I had an earlier program a few weeks back, where, and I'll just briefly go over that. If I had a garden and I planted banana trees, and after 6 months, my first crop is coming up. I call my friend from Hawaii Kai because I want to show off my banana trees. And he comes in, and he stands next to the hand of bananas that are hanging from the branch of the banana tree. And he says, hey, Brother Bula, I like one mango. Huh? Excuse me? I like one mango. You're standing in my banana patch. Yeah, but I like one mango from this tree. What would we tell him? He's nuts. He's a cracker. That's a banana tree. You plant a banana, you get a banana. So I call my other buddy from Kailua. I say, hey, come check out my banana patch. So he comes over and he says, hey, I like one coconut. While he holds my bananas. You want a what? I want a coconut, please. You want a what? I want a coconut, please. No, that's the banana patch. Oh, I know, but I want a coconut. Am I able to give him a coconut from the banana tree? Exactly. I know you're shaking your head, as I am mine. Then my other friend comes over from Kaneohe's side. You see, we went from Hawaii Kai to Kailua to Kaneohe. Now, my friend from Kaneohe is standing in the banana patch, and he tells me he wants an avocado. He's in my banana patch. There's no way I can get him an avocado. And he knows that, but he wants an avocado. So, would you agree with me that if I plant bananas, what will I be able to harvest? Bananas. Exactly. I gave you enough time to figure that out. So you're telling me, Bula, if you plant a banana, you're going to get a banana. Bula, if you plant a banana, you're not going to get an mango. You will not get a coconut, and you will not get an avocado from a banana tree. Amen? Hallelujah. That takes me right into our message tonight. We harvest what we plant. So if you go to Galatians 5 and verse 16, I'm going to read through it in the New Living Translation. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. And the spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful way to focus. You see, as it was saying in these verses, let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. How many of us want more love in our life? How many of us want more joy in our life? I think there's a few of us that could use some patience, maybe some kindness, some goodness, some faithfulness, some gentleness. But the biggest one I think that we all could use, myself included, moi, is self-control. Like I tell my beloved that are incarcerated, that are in prison, that are behind the walls, sometimes 15 seconds of rage got you 15 years in the cage. Sad to say, that could be true for many of us. But for those of you that are listening, that are in one of these facilities, you know how true that is. Some of us say, Bula, if I could just take back that 2 minutes, man, when I snapped, it'd be all different now. But would it be? Or would that be just delaying the inevitable? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Because if you hadn't snapped then, eventually, would you have? Was it only a matter of time before you hit the wall where the Lord had to take you out of a situation and put you somewhere that he could counsel you with? Was it that time when the Lord would take you out of where you were getting into more trouble so that he could counsel you, get you in a place where, although you think that you're incarcerated, it is a time of liberation. There will be no other time in your life, my beloved, that you will be able to get right with God as much as you can right now. Because right now, you have so much time on your hands. You could go out and you could go and play checkers. You can play chess, maybe cribbage if they have it, or dominoes, or watch a few sporting events. But how does that change your life? How does that make you a better person? My brothers and my sisters, you have to meet God halfway. God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourselves. But if you do all that you can do for yourself, God will do the rest. See, sometimes we just have to get out of that miry clay. You see, sometimes we have to make the three C's, as I call it. We have to make a choice to take a chance to change our life. The only guarantee is it's going to be rough. But I believe that when we come out of being incarcerated, when we come out of prison, we are one of two things. One, we are either a better person, praise the Lord, I pray for that and hope for that, or we become a better criminal. Brother Bula, how can you say that? Well, quite easily. If you weren't a better criminal, then the rate of recidivism or the rate of inmates returning to being incarcerated wouldn't be as high. You see, we have to change our patterns of behavior. But getting back to the topic or the message tonight, we harvest what we plant. If you go to chapter 6 in Galatians, and it'd only be from verses 1 through 10, and this is something that you could read over the weekend or at some other time. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you are godly, should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. And you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Oh, my beloved, I want to go with chapter 6, verse 7, and close that out with the Jesus book with you, if I may. No bula yourself. Nobody gonna make fun of God. Just like the farmer get back the same kind of crop he went plant, everybody gonna get back the same kind of thing he went do. Because whoever stay going to do bad kind of stuff, they're gonna wipe out from the bad kind of stuff they do. But whoever stay doing what God's Spirit like, God's Spirit gonna give them the real kind of life that stay to the max forever kind. Hey, we gotta hang in there. And don't get worn out doing the good kind of stuff. Because Bombay, we're going to get what we work for if we don't give up. So then, every time we get chance, we got to do the good kind of stuff for everybody. And even more for the people who trust God. Because they just like Awana. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I always go and refer to being related by the blood. And it's as easy as our Lord's Prayer. And I'll close with this. We all know the Lord's Prayer, but do you know the Lord? We might all have said the Lord's Prayer many times over and over and over again, but I wanted to give you a little interpretation. I wanted to give you how I now see it, thankfully because of Dr. Miles Monroe and returning to the kingdom in the study that I've been doing for the past couple of months. Let's start off with the first opening statement for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. Well, right there. Our Father. Not your Father, not my Father, but our Father. We're all related. We're related by the blood of Jesus. Who art in heaven? A positional phrase. Where is he? He's in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Not hallow, hallow, not holy, holy. Hallowed. Hallowed is like holy, holy, holy. In big, big red letters. Holy, holy, holy. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom. Not our kingdom, not your kingdom. God's kingdom. Thy kingdom come. It's going to come. Where? Thy will be done. Ooh, not your will. Not my will, but God's will. Thy will be done. On earth. Ooh, it's going to be taking place on earth. As it is in heaven. So whatever is going on in heaven right now is going to be coming down and taking place on earth. Hallelujah. We were not designed. We were not created in heaven. We were created in earth. We're of the dirt. God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, the breath of life. So when you think of that, our Father, our Daddy, who art in heaven, you up there now. Hallowed be thy name. Holy, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, what's happening up there. Thy will be done, everything you want us to do. On earth, right now, right here, as it is in heaven. as it's going on in heaven. We are surrounded by our blessings, but we're blinded by our pettiness and our littleness. Remember, my beloved, we harvest what we plant. If what you want is more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you got to plant those seeds in your heart. You've got to take the seeds of bitterness. You have to take the seeds of resentment, the seeds of anger. Remove that from your heart so that you can plant these new seeds that will harvest you the fruit that you want. Galatians 6, verse 10, therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. My brothers and sisters, wherever you are right now, God has placed you there for a time such as this. Be an encourager. Be someone who builds your fellow brother or your sister up. Don't be one that tears them down. The world does a great job of that. Lift them up when their spirit is down. Pray with them. Stand in the gap with them. Support them. Lift them up to our Heavenly Father. And in the quiet times of the night, petition in prayer all your requests. And He hears you. But it's in His time, not our time. I just want to thank you all again for tuning in tonight. Take a break over the weekend. We'll be back Monday. God bless you. Get some rest. And ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Insight with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsightministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsightministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside.